Hot.
Salmon.
Hot.
In late summer, streams fill with salmon, tenaciously swimming upriver to spawn, jumping waterfalls, and braving hungry bears and hopeful anglers. Born in freshwater, salmon migrate downriver as juveniles and spend their adult lives feeding in the open ocean. They return to their birthplace to lay their own eggs. But salmon deliver more than eggs to the streams. After spawning, Pacific salmon die, and their decaying bodies enrich the streams and forests with important marine-derived nutrients, sometimes hundreds of miles from the sea. The rivers and streams of Alaska produce millions of salmon. Short, steep, coastal streams, many small enough to step across, contribute the majority of the salmon to Alaskan waters. By caring for watersheds and critical spawning habitat, and carefully managing the harvest of adults, Alaska has maintained healthy salmon populations and sustainable fisheries. No populations of Alaska salmon are listed as threatened or endangered.
Sport fishing is a popular pastime, but it's not entirely recreational. Some of those fish are smoked, canned, or frozen to feed families during the winter. Many Alaskans practice personal use and subsistence fishing, netting or catching salmon for a significant portion of their diet. Commercial salmon fishing brings hundreds of millions of dollars to Alaska each year, in many cases supporting family-owned boats and a family business lifestyle. These fishing boats can be seen throughout most of the Alaskan summer, plying the waters with nets and lines. Five species of Pacific salmon live in Alaska, with important differences between the species. All have at least two common names. Salmon undergo dramatic physical changes when spawning. They change color, and in most cases, the males develop hooked jaws.
King salmon.
Chinook, or king salmon, are the largest salmon. Kings average between 20 and 40 pounds, but larger fish are not uncommon. Chinook spend 2 to 7 years at sea, and older fish may weigh 50 to 80 pounds. The state record sport caught king was 97 pounds, caught in the Kenai River. And a king caught commercially in Petersburg topped the scales at 126 pounds.
Chinook.
Coho salmon.
Chinook.
Coho, or silver salmon, average 8 to 12 pounds. Coho and king salmon are the most popular sport fish. Coho fight aggressively and acrobatically when hooked. They turn from a dime-bright silver to dark maroon when they migrate from the sea to fresh water.
Chum, or dog salmon, average from 7 to 18 pounds. Some chums spawn in the intertidal waters and small coastal streams, while others travel hundreds of miles upriver. Chums have the widest distribution of all Pacific salmon and are found throughout coastal Alaska and in every major river system. Spawning chum salmon develop tiger-like red and green stripes on their sides, and the males develop strongly hooked jaws with prominent teeth.
Jaws.
Humpy salmon.
Jaws.
Pink salmon, or humpies, are the smallest salmon, and named because spawning males develop a pronounced humpback. Pinks grow to just 3 or 4 pounds and spawn after just 2 years at sea. Pinks are the most abundant salmon in Alaska, and an important commercial fish, with catches reaching 140 million fish in a season.
Got.
Sockeye salmon.
Got.
Sockeye, or red salmon, are so named because they turn a scarlet or maroon red on the back and sides when spawning. Sockeyes are a prized food fish and average 6 to 8 pounds. They're associated with freshwater systems with lakes, and some populations of sockeyes, called kokanee, spend their entire lives landlocked in lakes.